It's a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're waiting a police news conference out of San Bernardino that we will take live. Rob Martier will break in with us when that is ready to go. They've been standing by, sort of getting the anticipation.
Right.
It's now been about, they said it was going to be at 5:45 or 6:45. It's now 7:20.
The great hangout period.
Yeah, the hangout period. I got every reporter there. So we'll move on with our show, and we will get to that press conference again with the mass shooting that was in San Bernardino today with 14 dead, 17 wounded, possibly more. One suspect possibly on the run. Two others, I believe, shot and killed, but it could be I'm not sure exactly how that played out, but the press conference will tell us that one officer reportedly wounded. So we'll have all the latest on that when the press conference, when the police get to the podium in just a few minutes. But here in Chicago, Gawker is picking up AlderTrack's local story about Mayor Emanuel's meetings with black leaders before the release of the Laquan McDonald video. Did the mayor actually hurt himself and is standing with that rushed, allegedly gruff meeting? Well, that's what we're going to talk about with Mike Fouché and Jedediah Brown, who's also here tonight, a founder of the Young Leaders Alliance. We'll do that after 7:30. But Mike is here early. AlderTrack.com, good to see you.
Good to be here.
So let's talk about the fallout. Today, a big day when we talk politics. Yesterday, we saw so much about how Superintendent McCarthy was shell-shocked.
Right.
He was so surprised this was going to happen.
Right.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, I mean, there's a really good comment. I can't remember who wrote it, which is becoming a big city police chief is a lot like becoming a baseball manager. You expect to be fired. And, you know, McCarthy should have known at some point the axe was going to fall. It was just a question of how long. And, you know, things were pretty bad. And he's made a number of pretty big missteps, you know, not just this case, but also the Dante Servin case where he didn't fire him. If you talk to leaders in the black community, you know, just forget about aldermen. You know, you talk to pastors, you talk to organizers, you talk to people in the neighborhoods and in the black community, and there is a general lack of confidence that McCarthy is leading a police force that is sensitive to the needs of their community.
Well, you know, Gary McCarthy was brought in as a Rahm Emanuel, and he kind of rose through the ranks in terms of prominence here in Chicago when it comes to police superintendents from his work at NATO.
Right.
Because he had done a great job because there was supposedly going to be all this chaos in this town.
Right.
And he
right.
and the police force shut it down. And he got high marks. And there's a great picture I remember I had it up of him and Emanuel at a Sox game laughing.
Right.
Like afterwards, he was the king of Chicago.
Right. Well, you know, Gary McCarthy has long had a reputation of my way or the highway. I actually talked to a friend of mine who's a police reporter in New Jersey. Where Gary McCarthy was the police chief in Newark. And I mentioned it to my friend there, and he said, you know, look, he's got a reputation in New Jersey, too, of being a gruff guy that you just got to do what he wants, and if you don't, you're in trouble. And that's pretty much the way that Gary McCarthy has operated the police department. He brought in, although we already had here in Chicago, a comp stat system where everyone mm-hmm. would go into a room and watch over what's going on with crime in Chicago. Gary McCarthy very much used those comp stat meetings to just grind in on people, on commanders, district commanders that were just
if anyone is a fan of the HBO's The Wire.
Right. Yes.
Comstat
is exactly like that.
Where they're yelling at the commanders about crime in certain districts.
That's right. That's right. And actually, the police chief that runs Comstat here in Chicago was brought in from New York by Gary McCarthy. There was a trio of people that he brought in together. So, you know, there's a lot of fear that he brought into the police department, as I've been told by people who are in police. And I think that that attitude really doesn't help him when he's in trouble, and that he's been in a lot of trouble in the past.
Well, let me
months.
Ask you this, because there was a lot of call for resignations, not only from him but from state's attorney Anita Alvarez, even the mayor. But the first shoe dropped here. And what has the reaction been at City Hall? What are aldermen saying? Because there was the Black Caucus wanted him out.
Yeah.
There was a lot of like you mentioned, pastors, community members that wanted him out. What's happening at City Hall today?
They're pretty. I mean, it's mostly been Black Caucus members and Latino Caucus members, and so now what we're after is Latino Caucus members want John Escalante to stay as the superintendent because he's Latino. Black Caucus members want a African American to be running the police force. There was actually a lot of anger. One of the things that led to the call about a month and a half ago for McCarthy to resign was the number two in the police department, Al Weisinger, who's African-American, who retired. And a lot of people are saying, well, you know, Weisinger was getting up there. He was going to retire anyway. But Weisinger was one of the last high-ranking African-American officials in the police department. So there isn't really a whole lot of high-ranking African-Americans in police right now. And there's a lot of concern among black aldermen about that. But, you know, there's a whole other level of stuff that's going on, which is that black aldermen in Chicago are in a lot of trouble with their community. When you talk to pastors, when you talk to organizers, you know, these people from Black Lives Matter and the BYP 100, one of the things that they say is black aldermen no longer have our confidence. And that's because at the Finance Committee hearing, and the transcript of the Finance Committee hearing has been floating around today, that back in April, where they voted on the $5 million payment.
Settlement, right.
The settlement to
Laquan McDonald's family,
mother, is that, how come the Finance Committee, there were no questions about this, and actually way back when in AlderTrack, we reported that only two aldermen asked questions, and they were both about, well, how come the settlement is so big? How come nobody asked that there was about the video or what happened to the officer? Why isn't he being fired? And then all of City Council voted on it, and when they voted on it, it was voted on by acclamation. There was no actual vote. It was just, boom. We voted on it. So black community members are very upset at their aldermen because they feel that they
just,
were not
They just rubber stamped it. They didn't look at it. They didn't care about it. Once again, and there was a call today in the Huffington Post from a reverend here who said the aldermen should all resign.
There's a lot of that talk. Bye-bye. See you all later. That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
But there is a... there's a lot of issues that black aldermen have where they really don't necessarily have the confidence of people in their own community. So they're really walking a fine line here. And that actually makes it much more difficult for them.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Are you hearing or is anyone publicly, because the mayor, you know, has a lot of, I don't want to say enemies, but has a lot of opposition. Whether it be the progressive alderman, whether it be Chuy Garcia, who's very... outspoken on this issue. Are you hearing at all anyone in the public, any official saying we want Mayor Emanuel to step down?
Sure. There's been a lot of those sort of things. There's been a number of calls for him to resign. There hasn't been anybody major with any significant credibility, a big name that's called for him to resign. And there's also been people saying, well, we should impeach him. We should get rid of him. You know, actually, one of the things we did today is we started going through the city ordinances and the state statutes. There is nothing in Illinois statutes or in city rules that call for him to resign, that enable a resignation or impeachment.
Mike Fouché, AlderTrack.com. We're going to take a break. We're going to get to this press conference, which is starting. And then when we come back, Jedediah Brown's going to join us. And we'll talk about that meeting that you guys reported on, that Gawker's reporting on, about the black leaders of the black community and Mayor Emanuel before the release of that video. But let's go to Rob Martyr. Should we go to Rob or go to break? We'll go to break, and we come back, Rob will have the news and hopefully the press conference. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, there you have it, the press conference out of San Bernardino. You can find all that stuff online as the presser continues. But right now it's just questions they're asking over and over. So you can find that stuff at WGNradio.com, other places. As we sum up, two shooting suspects are dead in the shooting in San Bernardino, 17 wounded, 14 killed. Those are the suspects from the mass shooting today at a center for the developmentally disabled. One of the suspects was male, the other female, who were killed. And they have not ruled out terrorism. So there you go. So that's all, like I said, we'll continue to update you throughout the night, but that's pretty much going to be a wrap on that story. Although one of the suspects is on the loose, but the sheriff said that it wasn't sure he had anything to do with the shooting. So We move on here in Chicago to the local story that has definitely grabbed everybody's attention, the video of Laquan McDonald, the firing of Gary McCarthy, the superintendent yesterday, the call for the resignation of Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez, and some calling for the resignation of the mayor of Chicago. Well, I said earlier, Gawker picked up AlderTrack's local story about Mayor Emanuel's meeting with black leaders before the release of the Laquan McDonald video. Did the mayor actually hurt himself and his standing with that sort of rushed, allegedly gruff meeting? Well, the founder of the Young Leaders Alliance, Jedediah Brown, is with us now. He was in that meeting. Jedediah, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here, man.
And Mike Fouché sticking around from AlderTrack.com to join in on the conversation. You guys put the story together that yep. Gawker picked up. Let's talk about that meeting, Jedediah, because that was something where you heard early on, okay, well, there was this meeting. This was something that seemed responsible for the mayor. But now that the some of the contents of that meeting are coming out, it seemed a little rushed, and it seemed like the mayor may have hurt himself a little bit with the black leaders that were in the room.
Well, I actually was in two meetings. I was in the one with the young adults and then the one with the clergy. The one with the clergy is what we'll focus on. It was a very intense meeting, and I think that that statement of not looking to the mayor for resources if there's not...
That was a big part of it, yeah.
Pretty much, I mean, during the initial part when I got in there, they were talking about the $5 million settlement. They were talking about, you know, what's in the video. The mayor expressed his feelings. But as soon as that statement was made, it literally monopolized the rest of the conversation.
So, you know, just to set the stage a little bit, this was one of three meetings that the mayor held last Tuesday before the video was released that afternoon. And the other meetings were with young leaders, BYP didn't go, but Black Lives Matter was there and some other groups. And then after the pastor's meeting, then there was another meeting with Black Caucus members. And so this was an attempt by the mayor to explain the facts as he understood them and to talk about the video. And one of the first things that he did in the video, in the meeting with the pastors, was to say, the video is horrible. It's a terrible thing, and I condemn the officer and the things that he did. I have not seen it, which immediately made everybody in the room kind of take pause. You know, okay, he hasn't seen the video. You know, how does he know that it's so bad? And then the next thing that he did was he said, soon thereafter, he said, if there's going to be any true I'm counting on you to make sure that there won't be violence in the communities as a reaction. And if there is any violence, don't come running to me for jobs later on this year.
Jedediah, what was the reaction in the room when there was question to that? There were some people saying, let me get this straight. You're going to withhold resources if something out of my control happens in my community?
Absolutely. That's when actually Pastor Corey Brooks, he was the one who said, wait a minute. He paused the whole conversation. Did I hear you correctly? Basically blame us for where we are. And he said, if this situation goes awry, if there is something that's not peaceful, you can't possibly put this on us. That meeting for me, the two meetings, was very insightful because the way the mayor handled the both of them, it gave me so much insight to the relationships and how he, it kind of was two different operations when he was in the youth meeting versus when he was in the clergy meeting.
How so? What was the difference?
Well, number one, of course, the young people were more, they had their finger more on the pulse of the situation. It was more, you know, you could tell he did not have a relationship. It was more of them saying how upset they were, what they want to see from the mayor's office. They had an agenda, a list of demands. Well, we had an agenda, a list of demands. And then when you went into the clergy meeting, they were not as aware of the situation. And they were trying to get information and to be briefed. And you saw how, okay, you could tell that this is a group of people who normally are at a negotiating table versus a room of people who are at advocating table.
Yeah, much more political.
It was very much more political. And it, again, focused more on resources. I think that a great deal of the conversation focused on this $5 million. Who got this $5 million? And we heard she wasn't even a mother to the child. And then it went right into, you know, we can't get jobs. So it to be honest, I'm going to say this. I was disappointed on both parties because it seemed like the resources was more the focus than it was about the video itself.
Right.
And when the mayor said that, of course it angered the pastors because of their constituents. You have young people who do have summer jobs, but we couldn't believe that it was connected to this conversation, because we expected the mayor to give us an understanding and to be a little bit more humble, because you didn't prepare anybody for this.
Now, Mike, you wrote about this piece and you talked to a lot of different pastors. Was that the feeling you got as well, that the conversation was really just about resources and jobs and not about the overall
I think
outrage?
I think that there was a lot of outrage about that, and I think that's actually a really sensitive topic for a lot of pastors, because a lot of their churches run social service programs for the city. And they receive grants from the city in order to be able to run jobs programs and all kinds of other things that the city has in order for outreach. And so the concept that those things would go away would hurt a lot of the things that the pastors are trying to do in the communities. And so I think that that's something that they would be very upset about.
True.
There is another aspect, too, though, that came out in the meeting, which was as Mr. Barrett here said, is that there's a whole issue about, you know, what exactly was this payment for? Laquan McDonald was a ward of the state when he died. He was 17 years old,
right.
And his mother was attempting to try and get him back, apparently. But you don't really know the full story there. But the question is, why did the city just go ahead and make a $5 million payout?
And in Rahm Emanuel's press conference yesterday and the firing of Gary McCarthy, he did say that he was approached, that they were approached, the city was approached by the lawyers for the family before the settlement happened, because that was in relation to, there was a rumor going that they went and found the mom. Like that, they're like, we need to take care of this. We're going to find the mom, and we're going to give them a settlement before any of this blows up in our face. But he was making sure. That's why he mentioned that in the press conference several times.
Well, you know, the question becomes, why is it that there was a $5 million payout to somebody who wasn't actually taking care of the child, who wasn't necessarily active in the life of the child? Well, one of the things that you're supposed to be doing with a settlement like that is supposed to be helping somebody who's grieving and taking some sort of responsibility for the child. And so this raised a big, larger question among a lot of the pastors, which was, what exactly is Chicago doing in order to make sure that our children are being taken care of?
Your question, Jedediah, to the mayor was, are you going to ask for the resignation of the superintendent?
It was more so me asking or trying to get an understanding. Why won't you just get rid of the guy? Everybody's calling for McCarthy's to be fired or for him to resign. And he spoke very candidly, and he gave us an understanding that he felt confident that the superintendent has created or added to a culture that has gotten us a further along, or we're in better conditions because of some of McCarthy's work. And then he said, I'm loyal. And then that pretty much was the end of that, right back to what we're talking
about. Well, what a week. What a week.
Right.
Difference a week makes. Jedediah Brown, also Mike Fouché here in studio. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Let's talk about what we think's coming up here in this case, because there's still a lot of questions and it's not the end of this crisis for
shooting
City Hall.
Video for sure.
And there's another shooting video, and we'll talk more here on The Download. Stay with us. It's The Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're going to check in with Rob Martier in just a bit about the story out of San Bernardino. Of course, the press conference is over. CNN reporting that a raid is underway on an apartment in Redland, California. So we will check in with that coming up here. Right now, we're talking about fallout from the Laquan McDonald video and the firing of Superintendent Gary McCarthy, Mike Fouché from AlderTrack.com, and Jedediah Brown, who's the founder of the Young Leaders Alliance community group here in Chicago. You know, I got to ask, because you had an earlier story, Mike, about another police shooting video.
Yep, Ron Johnson.
There's reports of others.
Yes.
I mean, it seems like there's more and more coming out about not just Laquan McDonald, but the other stories in police misconduct. Are we going to see a lot of this coming up? What's the thought?
I don't know. I mean, that's a really good question. I think the ruling on the Laquan McDonald video by the judge, as well as the Ron Johnson video, we're going to find that the city is going to be pressed to release more of these videos. The question is, how do you find out about them? And that's almost always going to be because there's an attorney working on a case that hears about a video through the discovery process and then tells everybody about it. The city does not keep an open database. You know, you can't go to data.cityofchicago.org in order to find all the videos from dash cams. Right. And I suspect that that's probably going to be the case with body cams as well. You know, so we're recording all this stuff. Exactly what happens to it when it's recorded?
Let me ask you this too, because the we hear the word task force, and this is part of Rahm Emanuel's task force commission to look at the Chicago Police Department. Attorney General Lisa Madigan wants the Justice Department involved. But let me ask you, I mean, when we hear task force, I think in the public, we're like, roll eyes, it's going to be a long report and really not going to get anything done. What's the reaction at City Hall to the idea of a task force?
Well, there are a number of African-American leaders that are not in city council that have been saying this is a sham and this is not anything useful. And I think that privately a lot of Black caucus members, African-American aldermen, are not really expecting that this is going to produce much of anything. But, you know, there's a certain amount of log rolling that people are happy to go along with the task force. I think the eye on the prize that people have here, at least in the Black caucus, is making sure that there is a black police superintendent, preferably from Chicago. You know, after that, you know, everything else is going to take much longer. Yeah. And so it's hard to say that that's your goal.
Jedediah, let me ask you the same question. When you hear the phrase task force, do you feel like, yes, we're getting something done?
Well, I understand the sentiment that everybody feels, because I of course feel it to a degree. But the actual word task force came from the young activist meeting. It was one thing that was requested by one of the young people in the room, and that was so that they could be able to stay at the table and address police culture. However, what we feel is that he did it all wrong. He did a textbook instead of for the citizens,
professors, people from outside of Chicago are on this. They're prominent names, but not names that are close to the heart of this.
Which he should, you know, he should use industry professionals, but it definitely should be some community representation. When I say did it wrong, was that if there's really an effort to fix this situation, then you don't pick. You don't have the confidence to pick. You now be the mayor that stands at the podium and says, I recognize the sentiment of my city and the citizens, and now I'm going to let you vote, I'm going to let you pick, and I'm going to back it up and I'm be open and transparent. That is what he should have done, and he missed an opportunity again.
Right now, the way that police misconduct is handled is with three different organizations. There's the Bureau of Internal Affairs as part of the police department. Mm-hmm. There's also IPRA, the Independent Police Review Authority, and also the police board. All of those have different authorities, and so they're overlapping and not overlapping. It's very difficult to resolve things.
Well, let me, you know, before we go to Rob and update on the San Bernardino story, let me ask you this, Jedediah. You know, for people on the outside watching this story, maybe, you know, saw it unfold on Tuesday, saw all the way through the protests over the weekend, the firing of the police superintendent. Maybe they feel like the fervor over the Laquan McDonald video is dying out, that this is the end, not the beginning. What do you say to that?
Absolutely not. Well, what has actually happened is, see, Chicago's been talking about being the murder capital, but we forgot about the root, which is it has been the corruption capital. And this video has brought people together who would have never worked together, and their meetings. We're just not being as reactive. Now we recognize we got some results. You got to go to the strategy table. You have to celebrate your small battle because you're in a war. This is a marathon. And I'm personally not going to let this die down. And I can think of countless others who won't. Anita Alvarez, we still got our eyes locked in. We got our eyes locked in on Emperor, who justifies all these shootings. We got our eyes locked in the FOP, who we, in our view, from just like McCarthy, it looked like blue versus the citizen. And of course, we got our eyes set on the mayor. He's going to have to make a decision. He's either going to run this city for the people, or if he tries to continue to do it for the establishment, understand that the citizens have awakened. The giant is no longer asleep. We're going to pull this root right out the ground.
Jedediah Brown is the founder of the Young Leaders Alliance. Mike Fouché, AlderTrack.com, the subscription newsletters and website, AlderTrack.com, that covers all things Chicago politics. Both of you, thanks so much for coming down.
I love AlderTrack.
Thank you.